Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 26a, The Day of Seven, Part 4a, The Wrath of the Sun, and Killing Liberty. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King 2012, in the 12th month, on the 27th day of the 12th month.
Dear Dan, toward the end of 1999 I was shown something at the elementary school where I worked. One night, as I was vacuuming the classroom, my eye was drawn to something on the teacher's desk. It was a small cardboard box the size of a deck of playing cards. In fact, I first thought that's what they were because of their shape and size. The design on the outside of the box drew my further attention. It was a stylized skeleton surrounded by Gothic artwork. Since it was close to Halloween, I thought maybe it was a deck of playing cards with a Halloween motif. I wanted to see what the cards looked like, so I opened the box, which wasn't sealed, and checked out the cards. Inside, what I saw was something that almost resembled tarot cards. They weren't, though. Printed on every card was a phrase very similar to what one finds on the outside of a pack of cigarettes. Things like, warning, smoking causes cancer, and other phrases one finds on the side of a pack of smokes. And I remembered that each card had a skeleton with a funny name that was designed to cause the viewer to think of people that smoked or used tobacco in a negative, reproachful fashion. I seem to remember they were produced by the US FDA, or some other official government department, and designed to be used as a teaching aid for teachers to instruct students as to the dangers of smoking cigarettes. But for the rest of the night, the Holy Spirit instructed me that the cards were in fact a form of witchcraft. The phrases on each card were a form of a curse. Here's why. Smoking does not cause cancer. Curses cause cancer. This does not mean that abuse or overuse of tobacco might not bring about health problems. But, at least from the Lord's perspective, curses cause cancer. That's one reason I always try to end my communication with, God bless you, or simply, blessings. Not long after that, I was at G10 for dinner, and Jesus took up his usual spot on the other side of the table. As we conversed, he began to get angry, and at the same time I was reminded of that deck of cards. Then I thought Jesus was really ready to blow a fuse, so much so that I was getting afraid. But he calmed down after a minute, making sure I had a clear understanding of how much attention he pays to children, and how much he hates it when kids are indoctrinated with reproach and hate, in this case against those who smoke. A few years later, 60% of registered voters in the state of Washington voted to outlaw indoor smoking in public spaces and private places of employment. You want to know what's funny? During the summer, after the day of seven ended, but before the voters prohibited smoking, the Angels and I had occasion to take a ferry boat ride, just for fun. During the trip, we walked from one end of the boat to the other. In the front end, there were some people sitting in the open air section. No one was talking at all, and the atmosphere was sullen. We went to the back, downwind end of the ferry, where you still were free to smoke. There were a lot of people there in a jovial mood talking and smoking. And I thought, people are much happier when they are free. For it is written, now, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I could tell the Lord was there. And of course, I lit up too. But after the people voted to restrict smoking, I knew that liberty in the state of Washington was being killed in increments not easily noticed. Blessings.
Share the power of the King. Stone Road, yeah. It was dark in the